sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpets as Gabriel sounds the call, and at that midnight cry, we'll be going. See prophecy fulfilled. Every day the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. And oh, I can almost hear the Father as he says, son, go get my children. And at that midnight cry, we'll be going home. When Jesus steps out, they'll be changed in a moment. Oh, at that midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around me, I see prophecies fulfilled. Oh, the signs of the times, well, they're appearing everywhere, and I can almost see the Father as he says, son, go get my children. Oh, and at that midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise. When Jesus steps out of the cloud to call his children, the dead in Christ will rise. I said they're gonna rise to meet him in the air, and then those that remain, they shall be quickly changed. They'll be changed in a moment. Oh, at that midnight cry, I said, at that midnight cry.
Hallelujah. Amen. Since we're going home, amen. No more worrying about bills. Hallelujah. No more worrying about these bodies, Brother Emerson. Hallelujah. No more worrying about the job. Says we're going home. Hallelujah. At that midnight cry, I don't want it to be 12:01. Let it be 12 and a half of a second. Catch me, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the good news about it is it has nothing to do with what I did. It's all about Jesus. Amen. All because of what he did at the cross. Give him a hand again. It's worth it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the midnight cry. Hallelujah. As before we pray, as I was preparing this message, I was, like always, just seeking the Lord, like where to go, what to say, not to just say something that sounds good or feels good, but something that we need to hear. So I know I've got a word from the Lord that's for us. Hallelujah. So bear with me. It's going to take the Holy Spirit to do it, but he's going to. Hallelujah. I don't know if you've kept up on any of the news, but there was a family that loved the Lord over in Iran, I believe it was. This guy's being put to death, or at least a death sentence, because he loves Jesus. I guess he's a preacher. And over there in Iran, they have a bunch of underground communities of church folk that basically shared his faith. How many know it's getting that way over here too? Hallelujah. You know, we take this Christian freedom for granted. But this guy truly loves the Lord and is a preacher of the gospel. And we need to pray for him too, because the only thing that will stop him from being put to death is Iran, which already we know they're off, not just a little but a lot, but by the rest of the world condemning these actions, they may stop. But the Lord really had me feel sorry for this family. You know, on one end, I feel sorry. But on the other end, you know, there's a crown for this brother. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's a crown for us, too, to hold on to this gospel, that don't fall for the wiles of temptations of false doctrine, that don't go to the latest fads that are coming down the pipeline. How many know it's the same thing? But the title of this message today is The Spirit of Barabbas and the Spirit of Truth on Trial. Hallelujah. And before we pray, go to 2 Corinthians 11:4. 2 Corinthians 11:4. How many know truth has been on trial since before the church? How many know the prophets of old? 2 Corinthians 11:4. If you got it, grunt. Hallelujah. It says, for if he comes, he who comes preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which we have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, and we just thank you for the movement and operation of the Spirit. And Father, as we begin to get into this word of the Spirit of Barabbas and the Spirit of Truth on trial, I just ask you to take over the words, take over the sounds of the system so that to minimize the amount of trouble. But most of all, Father, those hearts you've already prepared in these people, Father, allow change to take place. Amen. Allow encouragement to take place. Allow deliverance to take place through your Spirit, because you're the only hope that we have. Amen. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles. Where we're going to camp in today's message is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, and we're going to start at verse 15. Matthew 27 and 15. Matthew 27 and 15. And while you're turning there, we're going to talk about that last passage we just read. He said, if someone comes preaching another spirit, another gospel, and another message, you might as well bear with him. In other words, you've already taken part. It's sin. Amen. You were just as guilty as they are for receiving it. And how many of you know that same thing Paul saw is the same thing that Moses wrote about, is the same thing Isaiah wrote about, Ezekiel wrote about, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the way through the Gospels, you see a constant push saying, go back to the old ways, amen? Go back to the foundation. It's never anything about something new. It's always about going back to the old. How many know there's a dilemma in man to where we want something new, amen? Amen? And that's part of that sinful nature that we all have. Something about Jesus Christ hanging on a cross just ain't good enough, amen? Let's add a little bit to this. But let me tell you something. What we're going to read coming up in Matthew is a story about Barabbas. And I got to looking up some things about Barabbas. I knew the Holy Spirit was giving me a word. I knew it. Amen. Did you know that the name Barabbas actually was Jesus Barabbas? What? There's several manuscripts that all said his name was Jesus Barabbas. Okay. In fact, even the Bible I had put a footnote in saying Jesus Barabbas. So actually what you had there was Jesus Barabbas and Jesus the Christ. Okay. There was a reason why people took it out in the earlier people that wrote these Bibles. Some translations still say it, but they felt it was actually contradictory to put the name Jesus in front of a murderer. But how many of you know there's a picture in here for us to see? And I wanted to go back to it because it's a beautiful analogy. So follow me. In verse 15, it says, now at the feast, the governor, I got to take these glasses off. Something we got to take glasses off to see. Now at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. During the feast of Passover, there was a custom. We don't really know when they started this. They believed that it was part of the Roman tradition, but they were to allow someone to be set free. How many know that's even a picture of us? Amen. We really deserve. We were that prisoner. We was that murderer. But we became free because Jesus took death. Amen. Now, that's one type, but there's another type that the Lord wants me to show you, that he also represents a false Jesus that we just read about in 2 Corinthians. Barabbas was a man that actually led an insurgency, kind of the same spirit that's on the earth today, that terroristic spirit, that spirit that wants to murder people for the sake of change. Amen? This Barabbas was one that was actually a political figure. And it's going to make sense as we find the vote. He, in some cases, looked to be more popular. How many of you know, because the church is heeding on to false doctrine and this false Barabbas, this false Jesus, there's also a problem in our world with the spirit of Barabbas. Amen? Amen. Because there's always two effects of spiritual things. There's always the immediate spiritual picture, and there's always something that happens in the natural. But because we're the salt of the earth, and if the salt have lost its savor or its ability to salt something, how many know the item becomes contaminated? How many know the world depends on us holding on to the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified? Oh, they depend on us to free and release the right Jesus, not Jesus Barabbas. Amen. But what's going on today, we see Jesus Barabbas being released and not releasing Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. But this Jesus Barabbas was a man that was perfect timing. You know why the timing was so perfect? People was actually wanting a leader, but they didn't like the leader that Jesus represented. They wanted somebody to take over the Roman government. How many know a lot of us learned that in Sunday schools and from when we first came to the Lord? Well, this guy comes on the scene, Jesus Barabbas. And I looked, a lot of people, there's a lot of evidence to show that he was a murderer, but it wasn't just simply cold-blooded murder in the sense of, pow, I'm just going to kill Brother Richie. But he was doing it on a mission. My brother told me, kind of like your Bill Ayers. you know, your terrorists that are calling themselves in the name of help, in the name of change. Amen? How many of you know false doctrine does the exact same thing? False doctrine sets itself up in a time when you're weak, a time when you're hungry, a time when you don't have money, and they say, you know, sow a seed of $1,000 for the catalytic anointing and your cupboards are going to be full. How many of you know the same thing that Jesus Barabbas does, the same thing that happens today in the church? Amen?
Amen.
And we have to, while we're on trial here, we need to make sure that we choose the right Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because there's a curse that comes on your life if you don't. Hallelujah. So it said, now at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. This dude wasn't just a peon. This dude was popular. How many times, you know, it can seem sometimes that we're the minority. But how many of you know with Jesus we are the majority? Hallelujah. This guy was notable, it said. He was renowned. He was a guy like Bill Ayers. It's a good analogy, Mike. This guy was known in his era as a guy that would kill for the sake of political reasons.
Okay.
But it says, therefore, in verse 17, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom were you that I release unto you?
Yeah.
Actually, it should read Jesus Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ. And that's the question today the Holy Spirit's asking the church. Who do we release? Amen. Who do you release over your pulpit? Who do you release in your family? Who do you release over your pocketbook?
Yeah.
Who do you release over your mind? Who do you release over your body when it's hurting? Amen.
Amen.
Do we release Jesus Barabbas or do we release Jesus the Christ? I'm here to tell you there's only one answer. Hallelujah. Things may flaunt themselves and they may flaunt themselves as the answer. Things may say that in 30 days of purpose you're going to get it. But I'm here to tell you the thing that I'm talking about, Jesus the Christ, will last you past 30 days. Amen. He'll last you 30 weeks. Hallelujah. He'll last you 30 years. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm still riding on the fumes of my initial salvation. I'm still riding on the fumes of when I said, Jesus, fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Because sometimes I don't want to pray. Amen.
Yeah.
But there's something that rises up in me because of the cross. Hallelujah. Not because I read a book. Hallelujah. Not because I seen some charlatan on TV. But because I looked at Jesus Christ and him crucified. And in my weakest hour, I'm here to tell you, he'll hold you up.
Yeah.
He'll restore your family. He'll restore your cupboards. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus the Christ. But be careful, because he'll flaunt himself at a time when you're weak. At a time when you're open for a right hook. Amen. Bullies and cheats do it that way. They know, they prowl. Satan goes around seeking whom he can devour. He's looking for weakness. That's how you know it's satanic. Because Christians that have the Spirit look for strength. Amen. And if I see weakness in a brother, I'm going to build him up. Hallelujah. I see weakness. We see weakness in our spouses at times. Wives, strengthen your husbands if they're depressed because things aren't going right. Husbands, strengthen the spouse if she's insecure. Amen. That's our job. Hallelujah. But that's a satanic spirit that looks at weakness and says, let me pounce on it. Hallelujah. But it says in verse 17, therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will you release unto, well, who shall I release unto you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus the Christ? Verse 18, for he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Basically, the religious world is scared of the cross. The religious world is scared of the truth, the unadulterated truth. They're envious of it. You know why? Because their record will not allow them to have success. I heard Gabriel this morning talking. I was getting dressed, so I only caught a bit, but I had to amen that brother. Because you know what? He said, you don't really hear much more about 30 days of purpose because it's done ran out. It's not a fad anymore. You don't really hear much about the Jabez prayer. Why? Because it didn't produce nothing. But I'm here to talk about a gospel that's still outselling every other book, the Bible. Hey, man, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. The same message when he told Eve, out of your seed will bruise his head, and his head's going to bruise his heel. It's the same message, amen? We don't need to add anything to it. We don't need to take anything away from it. Preach Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It still works. And you should be jealous. You should be. If you're adding, because what you got ain't going to work. It won't work. But they knew that this trial, they better kill this guy named Jesus the Christ. You know why they better take him out? Because if they don't, he may get more popular. There's a big ministry in Columbus. It's on television. They put a cross on the stage mimicking the success of the gospel of the cross, because God is pushing this gospel, this cross right now. And I'm glad, because it's not new. It's just a return. It's a repentance. Go back. Amen. Yeah. And right now it's on the horizon. But people for ill motive will take that and say, money. They'll put a cross on the stage, and what they'll say is, let's put a bunch of things on it and charge even for putting your need on it. And then we'll all pray at that cross. Let me tell you something. That's blasphemy. Amen. That's blasphemy. You should be jealous. And you should know that there's something about to happen that's going to outtake you. And here's the sad thing about it as far as television ministries. Because it's a business, even the church is a business. There's a business side. If you don't believe it, you don't pay taxes and see what happens. Amen. You mess up them offerings and get audited and see what happens. Amen. You'll find out it's a business. Amen. There's the business side of your marriage. There's the business side of the church. But because of big, elaborate ministries having a business side too, what happens, we got to feed the monster. We got a word when I was at the body shop. We had a board in the back with a big monster on it. And when guys wouldn't understand they're wasting tape and wasting materials, we would say, we got to feed this monster. He don't care that you're sick today. You know, he don't care that you know, I'm not feeling it. You know, we got a break even, you know. Well, they got break evens too. And sometimes that drive to hit your break even, you know what I mean, will cause you to do things that you ain't supposed to be doing. Amen. And what they'll do, they're not having the cross in your heart, but seeing that, man, this is marketable. What you'll do is put a cross on a stage. Amen. What you'll do is take bits and pieces and freak this thing so that you can get money off of it. Amen. It's wrong. And what you see here is a picture of that. And it says, where am I? 19. Let's go 18. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Verse 19. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with this just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. Stop there. I knew the Holy Spirit spoke this to me, church. I knew it. This is the type of the Holy Spirit. And Pilate, in this analogy, is a type of a believer under conviction between truth and a lie. Okay. Amen? Because Pilate, if you really look at Pilate and analyze this guy, if there could have just been two governors back, he would have killed Jesus with the quickness. He didn't care. But the fact that that tug of war, this is a picture of a believer under conviction. If you ain't been under conviction, you ain't saved. Amen? But that's how conviction pulls you. And his wife, notice they didn't even put her name in there. But the record has a name for her. Her name was Claudia. And Claudia was that inner voice, amen, was that still small voice that when you know you heard truth, something said, amen, hallelujah. See, I always wonder, how can God be just and expect people to just believe? Because you know what? He puts a measure of truth in every person. Because when you hear truth, it recognizes the truth that's in you, and it says, yes, it bears witness. Hallelujah. Yeah. And that was the witness of the Holy Spirit that was speaking to Pilate and said, Pilate, you need to go this direction. Amen. Yeah. But when you have that direction being pushed and you go the other way, and this is the trial. Yeah. Truth and a lie on trial. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. So Claudia and Josephus has some things he said. I believe it. He's truly a good historian. This is not the word. But Jesus even healed Claudia's son. Yeah. I've heard the story that Jesus had did miracles with Pilate's family. Yes, how many of you know Pilate is the type of someone that's been touched by the ministry of Jesus? Amen.
Amen.
And we can be touched by the ministry of Jesus, but being pulled different directions. Why? Because it's tough out here. This ain't a condemning word. This is an encouraging word. It's tough out here, man. Satan's got his biggest henchmen in this fourth quarter.
That's right.
Last time I preached, I told you it's the fourth quarter. God's got his team in. But how many know the flip side of the coin is it's the fourth quarter and Satan's got his team in too. Amen. He's got some big dogs out there. But how many of you know they're no match for the witness of the Holy Ghost? Amen. For that spirit of Claudia. Amen. That'll rise up inside of you and say, no, don't go that way. Amen. I've been in the bookstores and it's something to say, no, it don't look right. Amen. I've been flipping channels and said, but you know what? It sounds pretty good. But something said, I ain't wrong. It don't sound right. Amen. I've heard preachers and thought, well, you know, but something says, amen. And I thank God for that, because that, is what gets you out of trouble. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's that Claudius spirit. That's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he'll always convict you. God will always convict you. When you're hearing truth, and you may be under the sound of my voice today through a CD. Somebody might have handed you one. You might have flipped through the computer and landed on crosswaycommunitychurch.org. And you're hearing truth today. Amen. You're hearing truth, and it might be coming a little different way than you're used to. But that's that buzz in your spirit. That's the Claudia. That you're Pilot today. Amen.
Amen.
You're that person that's under conviction, and there's two ways you can go. But the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you something, brother or sister. Amen. He's trying to tell you that there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. But if you listen to my spirit, amen, if you listen to my word, hallelujah, I will set you free. And I'm speaking prophetically to someone. If you listen to my word today, church, if you listen to my instruction, lo, I will set you free. And you do not have to carry that grief and that pain, for I bore it on the cross, save God. Hallelujah. Give God a hand. Amen. Hallelujah. He set you free already. Hallelujah. Verse 20. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude and that they should ask of Jesus Barabbas. Knew this was God. For the chief priests and elders persuaded. That word persuade, these chief priests and elders is a type of the religious leaders of our world today. Amen. Amen. The money people. Amen. The fame people. Amen. And remember Jesus said, I come to separate mother and father. That don't sound like a God that's trying to lift me up. Man, when truth comes in your home, it'll divide some things. Amen. When truth comes into a church, it may get a split. That's just how we know. Amen. When truth comes into a church, something's going to happen.
Amen.
But it said that these priests and elders persuaded the multitude. And the Lord showed me something, because we know the end of the story, that the multitude said, give us Jesus Barabbas. And I thought for a minute, I said, is he more popular? And I did more research and said, no. That's why they wanted to kill Jesus, because Jesus, the Christ, was more popular.
That's right.
But you know, there's a way to smoke screen. And what I'm trying to get at, it's a cunning, crafty spirit. Amen. There's a cunning, crafty spirit that's in the horizon of the religious world right now. Amen. And they'll do anything. Amen. They'll do anything to get their money. They'll do anything to get their fame, to not be outshined by the cross. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, even though they killed him, he rose on the third day. Hallelujah. You could try to shut the cross up, but it'll rise back up. Amen. It'll rise back up. Hallelujah. But it said they went in and persuaded. They went in and the multitude and said, and I even heard one study was saying that they probably planted people outside. Maybe, maybe not. How many know we had people planted in a church split that we had? That's the spirit. That's the same spirit because they cheat. They'll cheat. They'll cheat. And here's the thing. I feel sorry for the multitude. Because you know who the multitude is a type of? The congregations. The congregations, these are religious leaders, the elders. They coming out here, look, this is what we're going to do. And you know what? My brother was telling me something last night. Kind of made me laugh, but it's the truth. They did studies where if you put a bunch of people in a room and everybody starts doing like this, what does everybody else do? They're going to start moving too. And with this thing called the gospel, you can't play follow the leader, y'all. It is no follow the leader. It's follow the spirit. Amen. It's not follow the leader. It's follow the cloud. Amen. It's not follow the leader. It's follow the word. Hallelujah. It's not follow the leader. It's follow the direction of Jesus Christ and him crucified. If there's not cross in it, it's not of God. Hallelujah. 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 And that multitude, that congregation that was out there was really under attack by the elders. Boy, this is a good picture. And they took the name Jesus off of Barabbas. Wow. We could have missed this. You know? But it says in 21, the governor answered and said unto them, wherefore of the two were you that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate under conviction. Perhaps a believer under conviction. Which direction do I go? The question is, what do I do? Claudia has spoke. The Holy Spirit has spoke. You've gotten the witness in your heart. But let's analyze Pilate for a minute. This man's job was in jeopardy. This man's popularity. It's easy to judge him now and just condemn this guy. But some of us would be just as weak. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it all the way real. Amen. And that's where the church is. See, he does these things knowing the weakness. He knows. He knows that maybe your family is fragmented. Now I come at you. Bam. He may know that your church is only running 20 people, 30 on a good day. Boom. He gives you, you know, he attacks. He knows that your financial dilemma is at the brink of being homeless again. Boom, he attacks. You know what I'm saying? And that's his move. Poor Pilate didn't stand a chance. But it said in verse 21, the governor answered and said unto them, whither of the two will that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Verse 22, Pilate said unto them, what shall I do with the Jesus which is called the Christ? That's why he said called the Christ, because they were both Jesus. And it said, they all said unto him, let him be crucified. And I want to stop and bear down by the Holy Spirit on this point. We look at a lot of times, if you run out here and go to, you know, a Muslim church, oh God, you turned your back on Jesus. You're crucifying him again. And you are. We look a lot of times that if you run out here and, you know, go into it, you know, seances or whatever, you left Jesus, and you did. But how many of you know that if you follow another gospel, another Jesus with another message, you have crucified him? You said crucify him. And the feeling that's caught up in this passage, the Holy Spirit wants us to feel that. It's a sobering feeling because it's deep. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said in verse 23, and the governor said, why? What evil has he done? But they cried one another, saying, let him be crucified. And the Lord gave me something on this verse. At the end of the day, you can't compare the two, Barabbas and Jesus. You can't compare the two. You want to know why? Even if he was more popular, which I don't believe he was, at the end of the day, if you look at his feats, and he had a flawless record. If you look at this guy, Barabbas, he murdered people. He called us a political insurgents.
Yes,
it was against the law. It's wrong. Amen. But you know, it's the same thing with false doctrine and real truth. That you might got more zeal. You might got a better speaker at the helm. Amen. Yes. There might be more money in the offer. In fact, usually there is. Sick that you get billions of dollars. But at the end of the day, it don't work. Amen. At the end of the day, our record is pure. Amen. At the end of the day, it's not blue smoke and mirrors. At the end of the day, our record is pure. At the end of the day, people got set free. At the end of the day, somebody got delivered. At the end of the day, somebody turned their life around. Amen. You can't compare the two. And he said the same thing. I can't compare these two. What has he done? He's innocent. He's innocent. This man is pure. And when you deny truth, you're denying proof, amen? You're denying that which has proved itself, amen? When you first got saved, it was the cross, amen? When you first gave your life to the Lord, it was the cross. When you got filled with the Holy Ghost, it was the cross, amen? And then the turn, yes, glory to God. Verse 24, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather the turmoil was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it. Let me tell you something. You may think your conscience is pure, rejecting truth. You may think that you can just wash your hands. It's not okay. You can't wash your hands when you turn your back on the only thing that God ever sent this world. Amen. The only thing that saves, the only thing that sets free, the only thing that purifies a heart. If you turn your back on it, let me tell you something. You didn't just dismiss this. Amen. You can't dismiss Jesus Christ. You can't dismiss Jesus Christ. You can't dismiss Claudia. You can't dismiss the inner witness in your heart. You could try. But let me tell you, it's going to raise its head back up again. You give it a couple of weeks. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 25, then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and our children. When you turn and align with that religious elders, you have no clue, and it's really sad. And I believe there's grace for people to get that, especially right now, because that's why God has given the increase of the gospel in this last day. See, everybody thought the end revival was going to be, you know, the super-duper evangelists, and there were going to be some, because you can't preach cross without evangelists, amen? And we always thought it was going to be the big prophetic move. And there's going to be that because you got to have prophets to take us in it. Amen. We thought it was going to be this and that and the mega church. But you want to know what it is? It's Jesus Christ crucified going back to the foundation of the gospel. And as a result of it, he's got grace for that multitude. Because see, God loves those people. God loves those people. In fact, those were the people he died for. That were so arrogant and so conniving and so cocky that they said, just put the penalty on my kids then. I want it that bad. And when you get sucked in by that spirit, what happens, you'll get so sucked in that you're willing to take any repercussions. There used to be songs that if loving you is wrong, then I don't want to be right. It's the same attitude. Rebellion, amen? It bursts rebellion. Hallelujah. You can't. Somebody said you can't afford to leave Jesus, amen? Because the only thing that's out there is rebellion, is death. I beseech you, I'm not mad. I love you, amen? Come back to the cross, hallelujah. Come back to the cross. But he said in verse 26, then release he Barabbas unto them, and when he scourged Jesus, He delivered him to be crucified. And he scourged him. And we're going to stop there in a text anyway. But he scourged Jesus. That was the beginning of the further beatings, where they hung him like this and began to wail on him. Pilate, imagine Pilate, which is truly a picture of the believer under conviction, knowing that he went the wrong way, knowing that his wife is going to be ticked now, but his political career meant more than the love of his wife. His political career meant more than the love of holding on to truth. And as a result, he's watching a sentence take place, how it must felt, how it must feel when you deny truth, how it must feel when you turn away from the gospel in any area of your life. Amen. Father, help us in here. Amen. Help this world. But I want to extend an invitation. If you're listening by a computer, a CD, if you're in this room today, and it's not just you just said the heck with Jesus and you just walked off. We hold on to Jesus Christ crucified for the amazing things, the obvious. That's what I want to say. But when it comes to these other avenues, it's so easy to leech on to a book on how to get wealth, or, you know, that's not biblical principles. It's some man concocted in a man's mind. Or we go into how to build a family and save your household. You know what I'm saying? And it's right there in the word. It's through Jesus. It's the grace that the cross produced. Faith in that produces and unlocks it. But instead, we go get some psychological means to do the same thing. That's who Pilate is today. Amen. That's who Pilate is today. And Pilate is under conviction today. And truth is still on trial. Amen. And Jesus Barabbas, a false system, a false way that was put in at the right time, stroked on the right feelings of that generation that was looking for a way out. They got tired of being manipulated by the Roman government. Amen. And here's the thing, they killed Jesus in El Dorado. Several years later, they still got destroyed by Nero.
That's right.
Took over the temple and just crushed it and abolished it. You can't make a deal with the devil.
No.
You can't just say, well, if I do a little bit, you know what I'm saying, it's all right. No, in the end, you lose. There's only one way that wins. And sometimes he don't look that appealing. Sometimes he looks like, why do I want to fall away that's dripping in blood? Why do I want to fall away where there's only a small group of people that even support this thing? Why do I want to look like an eyeball? Why do I want to look at an outcast following Jesus Christ exclusively? I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, you get your money back. At the end of the day, you get your kids back. At the end of the day, you get your mind back. At the end of the day, you win. Hallelujah. That's why you do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In church, if you stand to your feet, if you have some instrumental to play, just something. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, your spirit's been here all day. And I thank you for your word. And I thank you for these people. And I thank you, Lord, that anytime your spirit shows up, you come to do work, to do a marvelous work. You don't just come to titillate our emotions, Father, but you come to set people free. Hallelujah. In church, if you're able to move, I want us to come to the front as a body here, and we're going to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. All of us. Amen. We're just going to go before the Lord. Hallelujah. If you stay in your seat, it's okay. It's no big deal. There's no form or fashion here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Start praying in the spirit, those that know how to pray. God is not done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Drink Hallelujah. Hallelujah. the altar call was made earlier. If people had needs and maybe you didn't feel led to come during the song service, if you need special prayer for anything, just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. Hallelujah. Just begin to pray, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Sis, would you pray with me? Gemma, would you come forward? Would you lay hands on her for me? Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for this strong woman of God, Father, that you made. Hallelujah. Father, I just ask you to refresh her right now. Lord, just refresh her. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord, Jim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, let's just as a group say this after me. Say, Lord, I repent for not releasing Jesus in every instance. When I've had that opportunity to release you, I went another direction at times. Please forgive me. It's way huger than I looked at it. Forgive me. Cleanse me. I'll hold to the cross for everything. In Jesus' name, Father, just begin to pray, you guys. Hallelujah. 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 Is there anybody that needs healing? Anybody that needs healing? Amen. Amen. Right here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, right now I pray for this group, Lord, and this family and these children, Father. Father, you see the need, Lord. Father, you died, Lord, an awesome death. Lord, you went through the agony, Lord, of scourgings, Lord. Lord, and you said healing was the children's bread. Lord, you were whipped for us, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, that healing was purchased at Calvary, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Let healing move. I sense your presence even praying, Lord. Lord, let that healing rise up in their bodies and be a testimony of Jesus. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brother, can I pray with you? Amen. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this man. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Save. Christ. Hallelujah. If anybody desires a baptism of the Holy Ghost, if anybody desires a baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you haven't spoken in tongues, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, I thank you for your service, for your moving and operation. Lord, and I thank you for showing Jesus again. Lord, he's victorious over all. Until we come back on Wednesday, we also pray for our pastor, Lord. Lord, give him a time of refreshing while he's away. And we give you the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.